Tonight I want to share on a name that makes all the difference in the world between life and death, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. That name is above every name, and at some point every knee is going to bow to that name. And it's the name that we have the privilege of using to pray, to bring to pass the promises of God. And so there's a beautiful song, one of my favorite songs, that I'd like for us to listen to at this time.
The mention of his name, calm the storm, heal the broken, raise the dead. At the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melted, healed, transformed, the lights of hope put into the eyes of a hopeless child. Jesus, hatred and bitterness, turned to love, forgiveness, arguments of wisdom. I heard mothers softly breathe his name at the bedside of a child, delirious from fever. And I've watched as that little body grew hot, his fever brow cool. I sat beside a dying saint, her body racked with pain, when those final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of ebbing strength. It was her sweetest pain. Emperors have tried to destroy it. Philosophies have tried to stamp it out. Doctors have tried to wash it from the face of the earth with the very blood of those who claim it. Yet it still stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice that has ever uttered a sound, every voice of Adam's race shall raise in one mighty chorus to proclaim the name of Jesus. For in that day, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is truly Lord. You see, it was not mere chance that caused an angel one night long ago to save a virgin maiden. His name they'll be called.
This is
there's something about that name.
Encore.
Yes. Think about how we get things done. Anything that we want to have done or finished, one of two things. You either do it yourself, or you get somebody to help you that has the authority, the skills, the ability to help you get it done. So, concerning the issues of life, there's one authority we can access that is the best. And there's nothing better than the Lord Jesus Christ. He can do it all. And He has given us the authority to use His fabulous name. And the value of the privilege we have to use His name in prayer and accessing Him and accessing the promises of God is a great privilege. And there's a principle involved. In light of using someone's name with authority, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about a power of attorney. Bob could share about that, where somebody gives somebody else the power of attorney. In other words, can speak for them fully and completely. When I was in the military, the person that had the highest rank, regardless of how old they were, what they looked like, or anything else, if they had a little eagle on their shoulder pad, they had a lot more authority than I did. All I had when I started out was a little brown bar. I was a second lieutenant, a bronze bar. And so anybody that had two of them, a silver or a oak leaf, either silver or gold or eagle or maybe even a star, a general would have a star. I mean, they have the ultimate authority, right? And what they say goes. And I remember an experience when I was a second lieutenant, the very lowest officer rank in the military. I was with a regiment that was overseen by a colonel, a full bird colonel. He had an eagle, and we had war games. And once a year up at Camp Pendleton, and we would go out on the boats and fly in on helicopters and amphibious boats, and thousands of Marines would be maneuvering around all over Camp Pendleton playing these war games. And I just happened to be the colonel's messenger. So, and during the war games, we don't want to use the comm units because the enemy might, hear in, listen in. So this one time he sent me to talk to the battalion lieutenant colonels. He was the colonel. The battalion leaders were the next step down. They were lieutenant colonels. So he sent me as his messenger to give them a message from him. He didn't want to write it down. He gave it to me to memorize so that, and I flew in his helicopter to the location where these battalion commanders were. And so I walked into this tent. Here were these lieutenant colonels. I'm just a little old second lieutenant, but I had the authority of the colonel, the regimental commander, the guy that was above them all. And so they listened to the little, tall me, the message from the colonel. And I thought that was quite a kick that I was able to tell these lieutenant colonels what they needed to do in the upcoming battle the next day. But that's all about authority, right? Mm-hmm. It's all about, if you have the authority and right, then you exercise it. You do it. You do it. And that's what we have as born-again ones, believers, Christian believers. We have the authority to use the name of Jesus Christ. And so that name's pretty special. Let's take a look at our Bibles here at Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Where did this name come from? What does this name mean that we can use with great authority to talk to our Heavenly Father, to use His Word, His promises, to do great things? So in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it says, "And she shall bring forth a son." Now this is Mary. "And thou shalt call his name," what?
Jesus,
"for he shall save his people from their sins." It's interesting. What does the name Jesus mean or signify? Well, what does it say there? "For he shall save his people from their sins." Mm-hmm. The word Jesus in the Aramaic is Yasha, Y-A-S-H-A, and it means the one that delivers, that saves, and exactly what it says right there. But the deliverer. And in this new book by Jan Majera, "The Name That Changes Everything, Jesus Christ Our Lord," Jan does a wonderful job sharing about the name of Jesus Christ and Lord that I'd like to share with you. So what I'm sharing with you tonight is a kind of a little bit of what this Weekend in the Word is going to be about, because Jan Majera will be sharing on this subject over the weekend in September. But I thought I'd get a head start and kind of reveal a little bit of what we're going to be getting into. But let me share what she says in here. Yasha means to save, deliver, give victory, or help. Jesus is, and she has it in capital letters, the deliverer. Yasha has the idea of moving from distress to safety or deliverance and requires the help of an outside party, hence a deliverer. This is the essence of the meaning of Jesus' name. The Aramaic word picture of Yeshua is the power to change completely experienced. To change completely experienced. In other words, you've experienced it. It has happened. There is immense power in the name of Jesus. If we only use it, people can be healed in the name of Jesus. We can preach in the name of Jesus. Devil spirits must obey the name of Jesus. But why is it important to understand his name? A name in the Bible not only shows the character of a person, but also includes his power, authority, and purpose. When we truly understand the significance of Jesus' names, we can receive greater answers to our prayers. When instead of habitually ending a prayer in the name of Jesus or Jesus Christ, we can actually utilize the power behind his name to have come to pass that for which we are praying. Pretty good, huh? And why not? Why not have the expectations that, you know, we just don't use the name just because that's what you're supposed to do, but we use it with authority. That we use this name and we can expect results. We can expect results. Let's go to Philippians chapter 2, if you would. Philippians chapter 2. Let's see what we have here in this church epistle to the Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, Now, I can understand one of those three on the earth, right? But above the earth and heaven and under the earth, wow, that covers a lot. And that every, verse 11, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's God's heart. He wants every tongue, he wants everybody to get born again and confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Take a look at John 16, if you would. Gospel of John, verse 16.
What chapter?
Chapter 16.
Oh, chapter 16.
Yeah, chapter 16 and verse 24. Jesus is talking, and he says, "Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be what?
Full.
Again, God wants our joy full. He wants us to use this name, not just to quote it, to say it, but to use it, to apply it in our everyday life. With expectations so that God can move. God wants to do signs, wonders, and miracles. He's just waiting for us to use the key, which is the name of Jesus Christ, and apply that key and believe in it so that the results happen. The results happen. Now, I mentioned to you about the name Jesus, right? The deliverer, one who saves. Christ, in the Aramaic, is Meshkia, and that means the anointed one. All right? Jesus, he is the one who saves. He's the deliverer. He's been anointed. He's chosen especially to be this deliverer. And he is also our Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the Aramaic, it's Mara. And the strong one whose door is life is what that Lord is. Lord provides a foundation of life, a door to life. The Aramaic language, as Jan shares, is a picture language. And so this is where these pictures come into play here. So the Lord provides a foundation of life. He is the door to life. It's kind of like we say the Lord of the manor. Now, what does that mean? We say the Lord of the manor, kind of in the medieval times, the Lord of the manor, he had a little castle or big castle, but all the people around him, he was overseeing all those people. And they worked for him, and he was responsible to take care of them, to protect them. And he was the Lord of the manor. So you can see where this wonderful name, Jesus Christ, our Lord, how significant it is, how special it is. It's phenomenal. You know, in the Bible, there's a lot of different titles and names for Jesus, right? He is the Good Shepherd, right? Somebody said there's over 700 titles and names that refer to our Redeemer, which that's another one, a Redeemer, right? What are some of the other ones maybe you can think of? That
Comforter.
The Comforter.
The Healer.
The Healer.
Advocate.
The Advocate. The Son of God, Counselor, Daystar. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And our Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is many things. And with that name, we have the authority to use it. And we're encouraged to use it, right?
Yep.
Let's look at Colossians 3:17. We're going to close here in Colossians 3:17. I wanted you just to be reminded of the significance of the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm looking forward to spending a couple days in the Word really working this. And we can see the depth and the greatness of this so that we can utilize it in our everyday life and see God do great signs, wonders, and miracles as we believe Him. All right, so but 3:17 in Colossians, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father. Yeah, we want to use that name. Do all in the name of Jesus Christ. And what a privilege it is to use His name to pray to our Heavenly Father, to answer the promises of God so that we can see Him come to pass in our life. So, Jesus Christ our Lord is the greatest name we could ever know and ever use. And so may we use it with great authority so that our joy may be full, huh?
Amen.
Yeah, amen. So, Father, thank You that we have that name above all names, that name that every knee is going to bow. So we're just very, very thankful and grateful that we can be reminded of its significance and that we can use that name with great conviction, with great authority, knowing that You've given us that name to use, to pray to You, to put into action Your wonderful promises. So we thank You in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.